Now, in our occasional series, Here's the Thing, reporter Julian Clancy uncovers the stories behind objects on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Today, he's taking us back to Dublin in the 1980s and focusing on a piece of art that reflects life in the capital during that decade.
Una Seely is a Dublin-based artist who fondly remembers the 80s in Dublin.
Everybody lived in really grotty flats, you know, where you just have a room with the phone down in the hall, and you didn't have to pay for any of your phone calls because you just tapped the number. You're too young to know about tapping.
Tapping was some kind of crazy oversight on public phones in Ireland, where you could actually tap out a number by pressing the receiver button and make free calls. It's how an entire generation stayed in contact with their friends.
Because back in those days, like, it would cost you sort of 60 quid to talk to America, if you had a friend in America, to talk for 20 minutes. So there were ways around these things. And if there's a way, a Dubliner will find it.
Una was one of 10 artists who were asked to create a piece of art for the Little Museum of Dublin that would capture a decade. Having lived as an artist in the city centre from around 1982, Una was given the 80s.
Those 10 years was when I was finding my feet as an artist, trying to get by in one of the most difficult decades, you know, that I can remember.
Now, before we describe the painting, you first have to know a little bit more about what it was like to live in the 80s in Dublin.
It was scruffy, it was anarchic, it was broke, everybody was on the dole. You know, there was loads of like she beans, you know, illegal late night drinking places. It was very grim, but it was also really good fun.
The 80s in Dublin and Ireland were also a bad time to be an artist too.
I think at that time there was 12 artists in Ireland who were actually making a living out of their art.
At the same time, the one saving grace was the cheap rents. Most of the buildings in the city centre were earmarked for demolition, including at one stage the whole of Temple Bar. CIE were actually going to replace all of it with a brand new bus depot.
Can you imagine? I mean, that was Ireland at the time though, wasn't it? Like, you know, they were busy knocking down everything.
But while these buildings awaited demolition, the artists moved in for next to nothing rents. Una herself moved into a studio on Eustace Street in the heart of Temple Bar. And this is where she got her inspiration for her painting for the Little Museum of Dublin.
From my personal memories of the 80s, Eustace Street and Temple Bar were the background to everything. So I said, I'll make that the background to the painting.
Una's painting is a collage of images that are mostly music related. You can spot the iconic image of the cover of the Boy album from U2. That's in there because the band went to the same school as Una. But there's also other Dublin bands in there that you might not have heard of.
I've shown the cover of a band called The Atrix. Their best known single was called Treasure in the Wasteland. You just got this image of derelict sites with Budleia growing all over them, and within that, this burgeoning arts, music and theatre scene. So there was real treasure in the wasteland that was Dublin.
Another recognisable face is the bottom corner of Una's painting is that of Tom McGinty, or the Dice Man. Tom was a street artist, originally from Scotland, and he used to appear on the streets of Dublin dressed as the Mona Lisa, or Dracula, a teapot, or even a clown.
I remember when he first appeared on Grafton Street and people thought, oh, that's weird, and throw things at him. But he became really accepted, loved and lauded in Dublin. So I just felt that, you know, that was very much such a kind of iconic, you know, figure of Dublin in the 80s.
By the end of the 80s, nearly 30% of all college graduates in Ireland emigrated.
I've shown an old-style Aer Lingus airplane because so many of my friends, colleagues and contemporaries left Ireland in the 80s.
For those who remained at home, there was little opportunity. You were weighed down by the double burden of a state unable to invest in its people and a church that also had way too much control over them. For Una, This is where In Dublin magazine became the voice box of a generation.
In Dublin, it addressed all the issues of the time, you know, sexuality, contraception, abortion, divorce, things that were really affecting our lives and that we were, you know, we were being told what to do about. And In Dublin was on our side, you know, young people's side.
Una's painting of Dublin is a very evocative and powerful collection of icons from a different Dublin than the one that we might recognise now. But the painting's more than that too, because as part of the Little Museum of Dublin's art collection reflecting a different decade of history, Una's painting is history through the eyes of an artist.
I think artists can bring history to life because they are interpreting past events in a contemporary way. And it means a huge amount to me that I have a piece in this collection. And I'm very proud of that.
And Julian Clancy was reporting there, talking to Una Seely, who gave an artist's impression of Dublin in the 1980s. Here's the Thing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.